Joining me now for a look at the day's market moves is Nesi Chetty from Standard. Thank you so much for your time, Nesi. I think we've overdone debating whether the Fed will be hiking interest rates by 50 basis points. I think it's largely expected that we will get that 50 basis point hike. But what will be the crux of the matter when the statement comes out later tonight?
Yeah, thanks, Zana. Good evening to you and your viewers. I guess if you look at markets, both local and offshore, they've been very weak from the start and today as well in the afternoon trade. I mean, you saw markets head lower. I guess you're right. I mean, most investors have been pricing in potentially now a 50 basis point hike in interest rates. I think what will be interesting if you look at the discussion and the comments around that, I mean, the Fed is likely to telegraph not just the 50 basis point hike, but also, I mean, the start of a reduction of around $9 trillion to its balance sheet as well. So the shrinking of the balance sheet is something I think they will communicate as well in an effort to bring down inflation. I think if you look at it, the Fed will likely lift the short-term target policy rate to a range between 0.7% to 1%. It's a similar story, I guess, and if you look at the UK as well, with that market down today, not just from the industrial and I guess financial shares, but also some of the mining companies dragging down performance. Rio's was down, Anglo American fell another 1.5%. So the Bank of England, I think the prospect is there. You're likely to get an interest rate hike of about 25 basis points versus the US where it's going to be 50. But in the UK, it would probably take rates to the highest level it's been in 13 years as policymakers try and rein in inflation, which I guess if you look at the UK market is going to 7%.
You know, Nesi, we talk about these losses that we have seen, and particularly in European markets. And I would actually expect deeper losses there, especially with this proposed ban on Russian oil. I would expect markets to react much more deeper than that, but they haven't. Is it because this has always been on the pipeline, or is it because they're going to be phasing out oil gradually?
Yeah, I think the oil is interesting because you saw today, I mean, the European Union come out with an announcement that it's proposing to ban oil imports from Russia by the end of the year. And we know, I mean, practically it's very difficult to try and implement that. I mean, there's a sixth round of sanctions against Russia that's proceeding. You're trying to phase out oil, I guess, in a Russian oil in an orderly manner that maximizes the impact on Russia but minimizes the impact on some of the European countries. I guess if you look at the actual impact of the plan, the crude oil supply would likely be phased out with over a six-month period and imports of refined oil products by end of 2022. EU members would still need to vote on it. If I look at the impact on market and maybe select companies, there certainly has been some disruption in markets and I guess the select companies with earnings. And if you look at the UK, I mean, you see online retailer like Boohoo, which came out with an earnings announcement where they're down 28%. The share fell 12%. And they are certainly reflecting things like freight and logistic cost inflation in the base. And a lot of the pandemic-related external factors will start to impact earnings in the remainder of the year as well.
Let's look at some earnings that came out of the JSE today. Equites reporting really good results. Is there anything really to complain about when it comes to these logistics, industrial, property-focused companies? Because they've proven to be quite defensive.
Yeah, so I guess if you look at Equites being in the logistics subsector, I mean, it's a fairly strong result that you would have had in the SA and UK. There's a strong demand in the underlying tenant base, Zanati. If you look at it at a total level, the total return would have been up 17%, and that's just the dividend and the NAV. But I think the underlying portfolio has done exceptional. In the UK market, we were expecting a strong result, and they delivered around 13% growth, and that's just like-for-like growth. In the SA market, net rental growth would have been 6.2%. So what you've seen in that result, I mean, the supply chain disruptions globally and the pandemic-related trouble has ensured an evolution of resilient supply chains. Now, you add on top of that, around the world, there's competition in the online retail market. It would have boosted tenant demand tremendously. And certainly in the South African market, if we contrast it, I mean, there's still very, very strong demand for A-grade logistics space where supply is exceeding demand. I would think if you look at cost of developments in the market, certainly in the SS side, while that's gone up 10 or 15%, that inflation pickup on the development cost has meant that rentals have been firm. So it's a company, I think you'll see a very steady distribution growth. The duration of the leases are long. I mean, they're 12, 13-year leases. Hmm. So we would expect, I mean, on a portfolio base or asset base of about 26 billion, that the development pipeline is still very healthy at a yield of about 8%. And certainly we would expect that in the South African market, maybe the UK market, if rentals remain firm and vacancies are low and demand is still strong, that you would see some cap rate compression in a company like Equites. But, I mean, it attracts that premium rating because underlying growth as well.
All right, let's take a look at Sanlam, proving to be quite the king of deals. Of course, they've got a number of joint ventures, and now they've inked a deal with Allianz to become one of the strongest insurers on the African continent. What are you thinking of that deal?
Now look, I think it's something they announced last year in December, and I mean, it is a minority stake. I mean, the business that they were looking to sell, Sanlam JV, I mean, it operates across 25 countries. I mean, Ivory Coast, Morocco, a few of the countries. I think when they set up that joint venture and you looked at the platform they were trying to create, they were looking to become a specialist insurance business in that region. If you look at internally within Sanlam, I mean, Sanlam Emerging Markets, particularly have established their own internal operating models for the specialist business unit that now focuses on those regions. So it would make sense to maybe dispose of that, and in that new venture, I mean, maybe include some of Allianz Africa's business units. It is, I guess, relative to the market cap, quite a small deal. It's 120 million that they'll dispose at, 120 million euros. So the euro rand spot rate, it's just under 2 billion transaction.
All right. Well, what's your stock pick for today, Nessie?
Yes, and I guess in a world where things are still very volatile and we're looking for something with a yield and income focus, I mean, Vukile Property Fund, if you look at the portfolio, is one we've liked, where, I mean, you're getting a nice pickup of defensive assets at the lower end of the market. We've always said about the company like this, I mean, even if inflation picks up, that at the bottom end of the market, at a net operating income, they'll be able to grow between 2 or 3%. They've been at the high 3.5%, 4% historically. I guess the business is transforming. You look at collections, it's improved post-COVID and pre-COVID. Also as well, if I look at the offshore assets, vacancies are quite low, and there's still that element of reversions that they are getting. I mean, outside of the UK and maybe Germany, some of those other European countries are still growing. What we like about the company as well is the recycling that's happening. If we look at it, I mean, they're able to buy assets on attractive yields offshore at about 8 to 9%. They're still disposing of assets. So there's another 400, 500 million of assets they look to dispose. Trading at about 13 rand a share. So we think on a normalized basis, you're probably getting 10% plus yield.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and your insights. Nessie, that was Nessie Chetty from Stanlib.